some Zimbabwean youth are complaining that they are being forced by ZANU-PF members to join a march in Harare tomorrow to show solidarity for President Robert Mugabe at a time when they do not have jobs. Business operators also say they have been allegedly forced by the ruling party youth to close their shops and leave vending bays in honor of veteran leader President Robert Mugabe. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi reports from Zimbabwe's capital Harare. The opposition is calling on the government to address economic and unemployment issues affecting the country.
Some ZANU-PF members are complaining that they are being forced to be part of tomorrow's 1 million men march being organized by the ruling party's youth wing in solidarity with President Mugabe. Eshtungweza-based ZANU-PF activist, who requested to be identified only as Chamnorwa, said he is not happy that he and many others in his neighborhood were ordered by his party's leadership to join other ZANU-PF supporters in Harare streets to show support for Mr. Mugabe.
After the march, we are not going to get anything. So we are appealing to our leadership so that they can understand us, so that we can do our jobs at our workplace rather than to go there.
Other Zimbabweans who are not members of the ruling party also expressed the same sentiments. Elliot Munemo, who sells second-hand clothes at the popular Mpezanamo market, said some ZANU-PF youth ordered all traders to close their businesses tomorrow and join the march.
We are not happy. I'm an informal trader in Mpezanamo in Mbari. We are surprised to see the leadership of ZANU-PF coming to us, to our market, saying tomorrow everyone is forced to go to the march. From the markets, that's where we get our monies for food, for our family and rentals. So we are appealing to the leadership not to force people. For anyone who wants to go there, must go, not to force anyone to go to the march.
Lokadia Nachi, who sells various items in the central business district, said a group of ZANU-PF youth wearing regalia emblazoned with President Mugabe's picture, raising a clenched fist, ordered all vendors to leave their wares at home tomorrow and participate in the march publicized event, but Nachi said she would not be part of the march. The president announced recently that Zimbabwe lost at least $15 billion in diamond proceeds due to massive leakages in Manikal and Chiyadzwa diamond fields. This has angered Zimbabweans, who are demanding a full-scale investigation into the matter and jobs that were promised by Mr. Mugabe's party before the 2013 general elections. Harare resident Denford Zindoga said most youth do not have jobs, adding that it will be foolhardy for them to march in solidarity with President Mugabe, who has been employed for the last 36 years. Zindoga said he does not want to be dragged into ZANU-PF's factionalism by attending tomorrow's march.
It's about a scenario of ZANU-PF and its few colleagues who are aligned to their function, which is now broadcasted into other people who are innocent in Zimbabwe, is vendors who are suffering and old people who are suffering, who are selling tomatoes in this street, are being forced so that other people would know that Mugabe is a legitimate leader, yet he is not.
Two factions, one allegedly led by First Lady Grace Mugabe and another led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, are said to be fighting for the succession of the president. For his part, President Mugabe has told the world that he would not leave office for as long as he remained sane or for as long as Zimbabweans continue to re-elect him. Secretary for Policy and Research in the MDCT's youth wing, Caston Mateu, said that instead of ZANU-PF calling on youths to march in solidarity with a 92-year-old leader, the government should fix the economy to ensure that all youths in the country are employed.
It's ridiculous that we have a million people marching in the streets of Harare when the country itself is dying.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo, who was not answering his mobile phone. But Kudzai Chipanga, secretary of the ZANU-PF Youth League, who is organizing tomorrow's march, told Studio 7 by phone that his party has a lot of supporters and has no reason to force anyone to attend tomorrow's event, arguing that they already have the numbers. Chipanga said they are expecting thousands of people from the country's 10 provinces to attend the event and are likely to exceed the 1 million target. President Mugabe is expected to give a keynote address at the event. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Elsewhere, the ZANU-PF Youth League is allegedly forcing schools to hand over buses to party activists who are set to join the so-called Million Men March. Though education officials declined to comment in fear of being victimized, some parents of children attending schools in Chinoy, Mashonaland West Province expressed dismay over the issue, saying they are not obliged to release buses to any political organization. Our correspondent Arthur Shigoriwa reports from Chinoy.
The ZANU-PF Youth League, which wrote a letter recently instructing all public and private schools to provide buses for the Million Men March, allocated locally available buses to various districts without the knowledge of headmasters and the school development associations. One of the schools, Loma Gundi College, has already indicated that they won't provide any transport. The Youth League members are now threatening to take unspecified action against the headmaster. Most school authorities declined to comment on the issue in fear of being victimized. But parents with children attending some schools in the province said they are not happy with what ZANU-PF youth are doing. Tabet Chifamba Usinoya Primary School said she is now expected to pay more money for her grade 5 child since she is funding some ZANU-PF activities.
The problem is that every month I buy ticket for my child. If the buses are going to the meetings, what about those tickets I bought?
Another local parent, Philemon Shoshe, said it is unfair for ZANU-PF to use force to get what it wants from poor people in Machonal and West Province.
It's not a national event, it's a ZANU-PF thing. So it's more like ZANU-PF abusing the power of its incumbency to make sure that their march succeeds.
Chifamba said headmasters are finding themselves in a tight situation and they cannot release the requested buses before getting the green light from parents of school-going children.
The headmaster must tell us that the bus is going. We parents should know in time so that we agree with the arrangements of the bus.
So she added that parents are now expected to pay for fuel costs and the driver's allowances.
It's unfair to the headmasters because they don't have much option. Because ZANU-PF is the party that is in power, so they don't have much option but just to oblige. But it's so unfair to the parents.
But ZANU-PF local youth coordinator Tatenda Chitate said every government ministry should support President Mugabe's leadership by providing all the necessary help to ensure that the Million Men March is a big success.
Every arm of the government should chip in for the program of the president, who is our leader and great statesman.
Provincial Director of the Ministry of Education in Mashonaland West, Sylvester Mashayamombe, confirmed that some of their district offices received a letter from ZANU-PF requesting schools to release buses for the march. Permanent Secretary for Primary and Secondary Education, Dr. S.J. Utete Masango, said his ministry supports any solidarity shown to President Mugabe, and as a result, they ordered all schools to provide buses for the event. Most people say that the march, expected to cost at least $600,000, is a waste of resources. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Meanwhile, ruling party youth who allegedly failed to raise enough money from local people for ferrying about 1,000 ZANU-PF activists from Mutare in Manicaland province to Harare are also said to be forcing schools and colleges to offer them transport but without the necessary compensation for costs to be incurred. Our correspondent Lloyd Amoyo filed this report from the provincial capital.
The ZANU-PF Provincial Youth Secretary for Education, Kuzima Dara, said the party is expected to pay for all the transport costs, though most people who were interviewed by Studio 7 indicated that they were forced to provide buses for the Million Men March. The business community has also not been spared, as ruling party youth are moving around with begging bowels for contributions to meet other expenses such as food. Political activist Pishem Shauraya had no kind ways for the organizers of the march.
I think it is a sign that ZANU-PF has lost support and respect. That's why they are now resorting to use of force, to use students to go and support ZANU-PF. They have also lost their bases in the rural areas. That's why they're going in schools and in business people, force marching people to go and support a very old person.
Godwin Stole, a parent with school-going children, said they are worried that they may lose their bus if it breaks down.
If you look at most schools, they cannot resist, the headmaster cannot resist. In most SDAs and SDCs, they are composed of ZANU-PF members, of which they can do whatever they want at the expense of us, the parents who are paying the school fees for that, for the schools. And at the same time, if the minister, when the Minister of Education said last time that no political party meetings are allowed to be held at any schools in the country, and so what's the difference with having a bus carrying people to a ZANU-PF program?
ZANU-PF Manicaland Provincial Youth Chairperson Mobuso Chinguno dismissed the claims that schools and colleges had been forced to offer them transport. Chinguno said the party had been given transport by well-wishers they had approached, and those unwilling had not helped them. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Loeda Moyo.
In Bulawayo, some youth organizations like the Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy, or YAD, say Zimbabweans should join the march to express their dismay over the deteriorating economic situation in the country. YAD National Coordinator Delight Benge says this is a good chance to display placards at the Million Men March, also urging the president to leave office.
It is an opportune time to register displeasure as youths to the authorities that be, giving reverence to the changes afoot. We say youths, arise in your hundreds and thousands and be counted. In this nonpartisan march that is guaranteed to be peaceful, as it has been organized by ZANU-PF, we urge you to be bold and raise your voice, calling a spade a spade. We urge the youth at the march to raise their placards, flags and written material that spell out the displeasure with the lack of economic stability in Zimbabwe. Please kindly remind our president that we have heard enough of this ruthless, insensitive government.